This is an executive summary of Wright versus Direct Real Estate, after-tax returns, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Investors often compare Wright's and direct real estate ownership on pre-tax returns, the headline yield or appreciation, but that comparison can be misleading. What actually matters is the after-tax return, what you keep after the IRS takes its share. And on an after-tax basis, Wright's and direct ownership can diverge significantly, because they're taxed very differently. Direct property owners get depreciation deductions that shelter rental income, can use the 1031 exchange to defer capital gains tax indefinitely, and control their own tax timing, but they also face active management and illiquidity. Wright investors get a passive, liquid, diversified investment, and part of Wright distributions can be tax-deferred return of capital, but they don't get direct depreciation and can't use a 1031 exchange. This guide compares pre-tax versus after-tax returns, examines depreciation, weighs liquidity and effort, explains the 1031 eligibility difference, and discusses which wins for you. Note that this is educational tax content, not advice. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your tax advisor. The most common mistake in comparing Wright's and direct real estate is stopping at the pre-tax return. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.